sad, hopeless. It's a type of torture.
These are the stories of migrants held at Alligator Alcatraz, a new detention facility deep in the Florida Everglades. Using a plan of the site shown during President Trump's visit and photos from media tours and social media, CNN created a 3D model to take you inside the site, where hundreds of immigrant detainees are being held. Here are the giant tents where people report being crammed into cells made of chain-link fence, packed with bunk beds. CNN spoke with 8 detainees to hear firsthand accounts of what conditions are like on the inside. Some asked not to be named for fear of retribution.
All right, let's run through the CNN breakdown of Alligator Alcatraz, because the Trump administration's deportation policy has gone way, way too far. They have recently been allocating funds meant for the deportation of criminals. I mean, meant for the deportation of people who are here illegally and who are committing crimes. The Trump admin has stopped focusing on those people and is now focusing on young 15-year-olds, like this 15-year-old who was found in Alligator Alcatraz. They are deporting farm workers, deporting family members, people who have zero criminal record and who are trying to go through the proper processes. It is incredibly disgusting, and honestly, every American should be okay with someone who is here illegally and has committed a slew of violent crimes, then being deported, with due process, of course. That is a different story. That is far more nuanced. There are processes in place for that to happen. That's not what the Trump administration is doing, and we need to continue to point that out. For example, the Miami-Dade mayor is now demanding immediate access and oversight to Alligator Alcatraz. I'm going to play for you this CNN clip, but I want you to keep in mind, CNN had to do a 3D recreation of this site because no one has access. No third-party oversight committee has access. Not even the mayor of Miami-Dade is able to. The mayor of Miami-Dade County is once again demanding access to Alligator Alcatraz, the new immigrant detention center. Quote, as the legal property owner of the site, the county is entitled to conduct inspections and assert oversight over any ongoing operation. So the people who own the site aren't even allowed to have access to it. Akava's letter highlighted her concerns about inhumane conditions for detainees, referencing a Miami Herald news story about a 15-year-old who was briefly housed on the site. A 15-year-old. Let's continue with this video, but we have to keep covering this relentlessly. Make sure you're following the Adam Mockler feed below to help boost the message. I appreciate it, and I'm eternally grateful for all of you. Thank you.
Because of the way that we have been treated, it has been a very terrible experience.
Gonzalo Almanza Valdez was detained by ICE when he showed up for a meeting with his probation officer.
32 people per cell, or per cage, really, because this is a cage. It's a metal cage strapped in with zip ties.
3 open toilets are shared by dozens of men who say there's no running water or sewage system. Roger Moreno, who has lived in the U.S. for more than 30 years, told CNN the rain makes it worse.
The toilets, when it rains, they overflow, and the cells we're in fill up with sewage.
Every time it does rain and storm, the toilets clog up.
Detainees told CNN the lights are kept on 24 hours a day.
We can't sleep. I have to personally put a rag on top of my head to at least try to take a nap because the lights are so bright. There's 24 LED lights in the roof, and it's like shining bright.
Juan Palma Martinez has lived in the U.S. for more than 20 years and was also picked up by ICE at a routine meeting with his probation officer.
I mean, really quickly, I'm sorry to pause it because there's a lot more to play, but if I scroll back, when we're talking about Roger Moreno, his criminal record is traffic violations. Criminal record, traffic violations. He's been here for 30 years and he's only had traffic violations. This is not somebody who should be detained in a facility like this. Nobody should be detained in a facility like this, but this is not somebody who should be detained and deported at all. This is somebody who is contributing to this country and has a family. Now, if somebody had committed, again, a slew of violent crimes, that's a different case scenario, and I think we should all be drawing that line. There are also people like the third man on screen, Gonzalo, who go to their immigration hearings, and then ICE is like waiting for them. The sick thing about that is the subversion of expectations. When you want to cause somebody to do something the right way, you create the incentive structures. So if you run a business, you create incentive structures for people to do things properly. What we're doing is disincentivizing people from going to the courthouses, following the proper procedures, because ICE is being so monstrous. All right, let's play.
Officer.
I no longer know when it's daytime or when it's nighttime. I don't sleep. It's affecting me mentally and physically.
The tents aren't sealed. You can see cracks in this image. And at the height of the hot Florida summer, that means the insects are relentless.
Yesterday, the air conditioning went out. We had the whole morning without air conditioning. Lots of mosquitoes came in because they get in from all sides.
Multiple detainees say they don't get enough food, though they're served three meals a day, and that water is limited.
Scan our braces. We go into the food hall. The food is very terrible here. Very, very, very small portions. People are having a hard time living here because, like, they're starving. Trying, like, a quarter cup of rice.
We've eaten as late as 10 at night. The food at night is cold, too. There's never a hot meal.
You know, just to build on top of this, we have this video. First videos to emerge from an ICE detention facility at 26 Federal Plaza in New York City show overcrowding and unsanitary conditions. I played this video recently. It's a little bit graphic. There's nothing too terrible, like, on screen. There's no blood or anything, but it's just really sickening conditions of people being held right next to toilets with flies flying around and them sleeping on the floors. I think the most eerie part about all of this is that nobody knew about this detainment site. There were suspicions that there was a detainment site held in 26 Federal Plaza, but there were no actual reports of it. Like, it's not an actual detainment site, meaning they were holding people in this off-site in some weird storage room in a building. It is all illegal and terrible, and we need to be shining more light on the interior enforcement of this administration. The admin is also gloating this number that now nobody is crossing the border. There's zero immigration, which is not a good thing. You know what other country has zero immigration? North Korea. You don't want a country where there's no people coming over with visas to, you know, study, become lawyers and doctors. You don't want a country where nobody is coming over to have a better life and to help boost the economy. I mean, immigration, at the very least, conservatives should be okay with it because it helps the economy. It is known to help the economy.
Showers are located in a separate tent, and opportunities to shower there are scarce, according to the detainees we spoke with.
All the showers are connected to the same water source. There's barely any water pressure. So we have to, like, literally put ourselves on the wall right next to the water drainage so, like, we can at least get hit with water.
They follow you when you're walking to the shower with your hands on your head, as if you were a prisoner. The water is very hot, very hot. They don't give you enough time. Mosquitoes are biting you in the shower. There are more mosquitoes than water.
The only line to the outside world are phones set up in the cells.
Nobody here has been able to see a loved one. Nobody has been able to see a lawyer here. Nobody, and it sucks. It sucks. There's no, like, physical contact with the outside world other than these phone calls. It's not really more about me. It's about not being able to see my son. He's 6. He's about to turn 7 in November. And I don't even know if I'm going to be able to see him his birthday.
Republican and Democratic lawmakers recently toured the facility. According to one of them, they were not permitted to speak to the detainees. Then-State Senator Blaise Ingolia, a Republican, said the facility is in good order.
It's actually a very well-run facility. The idea that the detainees are in there and they're in squalid conditions is just not accurate.
Then let any sort of oversight in. I mean, the MAGA Republicans keep saying, oh, conditions are completely fine, but every single person who's visited, like Democratic congressmen, every single person who's been in there on the other side of it has said that the conditions are terrible and inhumane. There's no external third-party oversight, which is disgusting.
But most distressing for detainees, they say, was that in multiple cases, they haven't appeared in any state or federal detention system since they were arrested. That means families have been unable to track them.
We're in the middle of the Everglades with constant reminder that we're locked up in a cage and anything can happen. A hurricane could hit us and we can all die and nobody would know.
Aaron, we received a statement from a spokesperson of the Florida Division of Emergency Management. I'm going to read that to you. It says, quote, as stated many times before, these claims are false. The facility is in good working order and detainees have access to drinking water, showers, and clean facilities for hygiene. And earlier today, we also heard from other Florida officials who say they plan on expanding the facility to include thousands more in this makeshift alligator Alcatraz.
It really seems like they're trying to model after the El Salvadoran prisons that they had Kilmer Armando Brego Garcia in. I mean, they saw that there. And in my opinion, number one, Stephen Miller is the one masterminding this. He's spearheading all of this and trying to lead the way to create these torturous conditions. I showed you guys that video of Stephen Miller when he was in high school talking about torture and how he thinks it's a good thing or a respectful thing. So he's sick and twisted. But I also think in a roundabout way, here's how the conservatives justify it who are more on the center right. They think this will further disincentivize any immigrants from coming over if there are stories of this happening. They think this will create such a bad image around coming here to the United States that nobody will want to. But again, that's terrible for the economy, for the idea that America is supposed to be a melting pot. I mean, we would not be where we are as a country if during the Industrial Revolution and even eras before that, immigration wasn't allowed. Immigration is a foundation of this country, but obviously that is a separate conversation. I can make a whole video about that. And today, in the modern day, the Trump admin is enacting an absolutely draconian, authoritarian interior immigration policy, and we will continue to call it out. I appreciate all of you. If you made it this far in the video, let me know how you're doing in the comment section below. I will see you all in the next one. Peace out.